Yeah, but if I said that to a grown man, I feel like they would get upset. You know? If I was like, hey, buddy. He'd be like, what? Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy. Epic Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove. What's up, guys?
Welcome back, scrubs. We in to, here.
To Epic Nuggets.
Yeah, welcome back to Epic Nuggets.
Epic Nuggets.
Epic.
It was like a baby. Know, like, it was kind of cute.
Welcome back. All right. Today, we're talking about
all kinds of stuff today.
Animals.
But first, speaking of the wild, I'm going to start with this.
Oh, yeah.
How many times, like, think about your life. Things that you've got sick, things that you've had happen, and if we didn't have modern medicine, how many times, like what age do you think you would have lived to, but in the wild?
In the wild?
Yeah.
Like, am I alone? Do I have like a pack of people?
No, you got like people. You just like living in the olden days. It's like the 20s, it's the 30s, some shit like that.
Well,
you know?
I mean, technically the chicken pox probably would have got me when I was like 8 or 9, right? That's a killer. What was?
I would have done been dead for sure.
I think that would have been the first thing that got me. I would have been a nine-year-old. I would have been...
Damn. I feel like I would have died. Oh, wait, yeah, I would have died at like 4 or something.
Yeah.
Because I had kidney reflux.
That's crazy.
I would have died of infection. I would have went septic and died. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
That's kind of morbid.
It is, if you think about it. We almost died.
Yeah, I would have been dead.
Yeah.
Real dead.
Super duper dead.
Good and dead.
Yeah.
Anyways. You have an animal question? What do you got?
Do I have an animal?
Animal question?
Okay, I do have a question. It's a moral dilemma.
Oh, we love these.
I don't know if you'll love this one.
Oh, no. All right. We like when I don't like stuff, too.
I have to read the title because otherwise we won't understand it. So okay. We're reading the title on this one. Okay. All right. If you were offered 1,000 gold pieces, which I guess converts to $7,000...
Okay.
To kill a dragon.
So random.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
To kill a dragon on a frosty hill and you have found that it has found peace and happiness, would you kill it?
For only $7,000?
Yes. This is a hypothetical. And
that's
here's,
not life-changing money.
Here's some more information. It's found peace and is currently using magic to heal a fox that got its stomach cut open. Also, this is saying that it doesn't meet... Wait, what the heck? This must be for a game. Because... Oh, no. Okay, no, it's saying this doesn't meet the community requirements, so I'm trying to figure out if it's character-related by putting lots of characters.
Oh.
So, Reddit was being weird, I guess, whenever they were trying to post it. Okay, so, kill a dragon... Don't kill a dragon. Sounds like a nice dragon, but you get paid some money.
That's not life-changing money.
$1 million.
This is under the assumption that you are able to kill the dragon and you won't die.
Yes. Maybe.
A million? I'll kill it for $1 million.
You kill a dragon for $1 million?
That's life-changing money. It's not that much money, right? Like, that's not a ton of money.
It was the only dragon left in the world for $1 million. Would you kill it?
The only one? You didn't say that. The only one?
Well, okay, I'm just throwing out different circumstances
here. It can't make more than...
$1 million?
It can't make more dragons. It's the last one?
It's the last one.
I mean, it's gonna die anyway.
Might have some eggs. I mean, shit. I don't know.
Yeah, but how are they gonna get fertilized?
It's a hypothetical.
Are they asexual?
Yeah.
So they don't have the eggs fertilized.
I think they have sex, and then you have eggs.
But it's the only dragon.
I mean, dragons aren't real, so we don't really know.
It's like a lizard.
Yeah.
Do lizards have eggs?
Yeah.
Do they? Snakes have eggs.
I think lizards have eggs. Let's see. Hmm.
Hmm. If it was the only dragon left in the world and it was like older, then yeah, I would kill it. For $1 million? Fuck yeah. Fuck that
dead dragon.
Yeah.
If I could have the dragon, if I could ride the dragon, if it, could be speak your to dragon? Me through my mind, there's no way I could kill it. I feel like.
How long do they live?
Like, I don't know. Probably like a long time, years? Like hundreds. Like multiple riders worth of time. Like you could pass the dragon to your child.
This is also under the assumption that me and the dragon have a personal connection, though. Like,
it's just like it's like speed dating. You're like, we're gonna see if this works. If it doesn't, you're
probably
fucking
just
dead.
Gonna kill you.
You're fucking
you
dead.
Know? I'm like, are you my dragon though? You're not. Cool. Sucks to suck. Sir.
Okay, so most lizards lay eggs, but not all of them.
How long do dragons live? Type that in.
Okay, yeah, and the reptiles, they do the thing. That's odd. The internet says that.
Well, that's the same thing as us.
Reptiles need one or two peepees to put sperm in there.
Two.
It's a lot of peepees. All right. How old do dragons live to be? And this isn't a hypothetical world.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Game of Thrones dragons can live for centuries, but may die in combat.
See?
Let's see.
They might die anyway. I might as well get paid.
Valerion lived for almost 2 centuries.
Wait, that's 20 years?
2 centuries.
What's a century?
That's 100
years? Yeah. 200 years.
Yes, 200. Dear Lord. I guess it depends. It's different on every single...
It depends.
Here's another thing on Reddit that says 1,200 years. I mean, there's just no way for us to know because it's not technically, like, real. And every, like, D&D, Game of Thrones, Dragons in Forgotten Realms, whatever this is, they all have different stages of growth cycles. So, like, this one has 12. I think this one has 5. I mean, so it's, there's no telling.
Yeah, I probably would. The answer is probably yes.
Probably kill the dragon.
For $1 million? I mean, you know, that's not going to set me up for life, but it'd give me a really good start, you know?
Yeah.
If you invest that money into assets, then...
It's true.
You basically got a lifetime worth of money.
I don't think I could do it. I think I'd hide that fucker.
Nah.
Come on, beastie.
Kill it.
We gotta hide your ass from the world. Got no choice.
Or.
And your little fox friend.
Or. You could be friends with the dragon. If it was my dragon, then I would just use that dragon to.
Bro,
rob everybody and make money.
He was healing a damn fox. You could just have a secret medical cave and just be hiding people
and make money that way.
Yeah, you could be charging them money to like kill them.
All right, cool. If I could have the dragon as an asset.
Yeah.
Then cool.
This dragon cures cancer.
All right. Okay. I would let it live and play the long game if that was the case.
And we'd cure your cancer for like way cheaper than like the hospitals and stuff. And they don't even really cure it anyway. It's like it's like a 7-year timeout on those data points.
I didn't think about the dragon being an asset. That's more of like the long game, you know?
You gotta think
Makes
about
sense.
It. Could be a lot of different things.
But
you know?
If the dragon was like fuck you, you're not my person, then I'd be like,
you might be fried chicken. You might be done after that.
He would be done, and I'd be getting my $1 million. I'd be like, cool.
Oh, snap.
Dug your own grave, motherfucker.
I got a dragon
should've,
chainsaw
should've
for you.
Should have been my friend.
Right here.
Yeah, we could have made money.
About to get popped. We could have cured cancer, but nope.
Get my bag and go.
You had to be sour.
Yeah, you had to be a weirdo. Oh, what was that? What is there bread on me for?
You didn't need no bread. That's got lint on it. Ooh, here's a good one. Not about animals at all.
Oh, I have one. I have another one.
You do? Okay, no, no, no. Yeah,
this is another hypothetical.
Okay, all right.
This is another hypothetical.
I like these hypotheticals. They're weird.
This is a would you rather, though.
Uh-oh. Would God. I'm nervous already.
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
I think I'd rather fight the 100 mini horses because that is a big bill. That duck could just...
The wings!
The duck could just eat you.
What if they flap, too, and it's, like, sending everybody flying?
Well, I guess he couldn't eat you if he's,
only
horse-sized.
He's horse-sized. He's not a giant.
I imagine, like, a dinosaur duck.
No, no, no. He's just the size of a horse.
He's just the size of a horse?
You get on that neck. Yeah, whatever you want. You get on that... Those jugulars.
I don't got a lot of weapons at my house.
You got these. You could get on that motherfucker's back. What's it gonna do? It can't reach back there.
You could ride the hell out of that duck.
You could choke the shit out of that duck. The carotids are right there.
Wrap that bill up with a big rubber band.
I feel like you could choke a horse unconscious if you got on his neck. Like, close to the head.
I would feel bad, though.
But you could.
Horses and cows, man, they're not very, like...
No, I like horses, but it's a duck. It's
like, if they
horse.
Fall over, that sounds dangerous.
You know, if a horse falls over and you, like, step on their head, they can't even get up.
Yeah, that's awful. Poor guys. That's what I'm saying. Like, they have awkward bodies, if you think about it. It's, like, pretty...
They're not meant to be laid down?
No, not really.
But imagine, like, all these little tiny horses. They're just coming and, like, kicking you and shit. They're just the size of a duck.
Just nah, I would collect that motherfucker. Be like, you getting bread.
Those are hilarious.
I'm going to have a mini stable.
Maybe you had to fight them, though. Like, they're coming for
blood. I had to fight them?
Yeah, they're coming to try and beat you up. Yeah, they're coming to fuck you up.
I'm going back in the house, and I'm grabbing rubber bands, and I'm tying each of their little mouths up.
Yeah, but they're all attacking you.
Yeah, but they can't climb or nothing. They got those weird little bodies. Well, I mean...
For real, the big duck would actually be much more of a problem than the little ones. It can fly. So, like, what if you jumped on the duck's back and it took off flying? It's the size of a fucking horse.
Yeah, here's what I would do. I would get two ropes, and I'd tie them up, like, side by side, all right, about the length of where the crease is in the horse is going to be. And then I'd string that up real good, and then it'd be like, you ever play that hacky sack game? When you were a kid, you had to run across the gym, get the hacky sack, and then they wanted you to bring it to the other cone. It was like a speed drill.
No.
Like, never?
No.
It's like sprints.
I never played that.
For real?
Was it a race?
I mean, they made it one. I think it was just for physical fitness, you know? It's dumb. But, yeah, you grab a beanbag, and then you run to the other side. So it would be like that, except I'll grab a horse. And then I go and I put it on the strings. And then I go grab another one and I put it on the strings. Because think about it. They can't wiggle good. And if you put it up high enough, then they'd be like, oh, shit, I'm going to die if I wiggle too hard.
Yeah. I feel like they should have picked, like, a scarier, like, animal. I feel like the little horses would be way easier to beat than a big duck.
Yeah.
Because the duck can fly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're awkward little bodies. Like, you could just scoop those little fuckers up.
Yeah, you could just pick a horse up. What's he going to do? Be kicking you? Like,
yeah, he's going to hoove me to death.
Yeah, good luck with that. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's valid.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think I just fight the little guys. Yeah.
100 is a lot, though.
100 is a lot. I would have to call him back up.
100 is a lot. Like, you might be hurting, but you could also just get up on a chair.
Yeah, what are they going to do? They can't climb. That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. You could, like, lasso, like, one at
a
time.
I'd be more scared of 100 ducks, I think.
And if you, honestly, if you were really gnarly, like, if you were, like...
You didn't give a shit?
Yeah. You could grab their little necks and just...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you ever seen those crazy people that break a chicken's neck like that? Just,
yeah, my grandmama used to do that.
Oh my God. Like,
oh yeah.
There's violence inside of those people. Silent, but deadly.
I think it's just part of life for them. They just.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
You ever seen somebody chop a chicken's head off and the body will be running around for a little bit?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird. Strange.
Odd.
Yeah. I like chickens. I feel bad for them.
I want chickens so bad.
Really?
Yes. I want like 12 chickens and a really cute little coop. That's what I want. But I need a house first.
So I have a lot of requirements before I get any chickens. I don't know about all that.
Well, they kind of just handle themselves. That's what's good about them, too. As long as you have a safe place for them where, like, animals can't get to them during the night and stuff like that. Like, if you invest in a really good coop and you have a really good, like, food thing for them, they really just enjoy just being chickens. Yeah. That's what's so cool about them, you know?
So this is a question. Why does it bother me when people call me buddy? Not sure why, but it feels super condescending. Even
that's what I was gonna say.
If people mean well by it, it makes me feel like I'm being talked to like a child. Anyone else feel this way?
Oh, absolutely.
You feel that way too?
Yeah.
I think it depends. Mm-hmm. But I do think a lot of times it is kind of like that, like, big brother. Or
I don't think I call anybody buddy. What's up, buddy? Hey, buddy.
I feel like it's more of a guy thing.
Yeah, but if I said that to a grown man, I feel like they would get upset. You know? If I was like, hey, buddy. He'd be like, what?
I don't think I'd get upset. I think it depends on, like.
Bud is different too. Like, what's up, bud? That's a little different than, like.
It's a little different. I think it depends on context.
Hey, buddy. I would be like.
It does feel childish.
Sir, I'm a grown woman. Who's a sir? Sir, I'm a grown woman. Who are you calling buddy? Buddy?
Yeah.
I'm not your bra. Like, that's how it makes me feel.
I think it does definitely depend.
You don't think so?
Yeah, somebody else put on here, like, I'm not your pal.
Yeah.
Pal could be the same.
Pal. Yeah, like,
buddy,
dude,
and
bro, brother.
I feel like it just depends.
Dog.
Oh, I'm doggy. Not your guy, friend. Oh, yeah, guy is another one.
Friend is fine. Like, friend, bro, brother, dog, doggy. Dude. Man. What's up, man? What's up, buddy? You see?
Yeah, I don't know.
Buddy? Okay. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, this guy says it's not one of those words that's offensive in itself, but it's just the way it's used most often is offensive. Listen, buddy. Right back at you, buddy.
Yeah, I see.
I'm like, or the okay, buddy, in a dismissive way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a no. That's a no. That's a no. That's a no. Like, yo.
Oh, my God. The amount of I'm not your pal, guy. I'm not your guy, dude. I'm not your dude, friend. I'm not your friend, bro. I'm not your bro, chief. I'm not your chief amigo.
Chief is cool.
I'm not your amigo, homie.
Profess.
I'm not your homie, cuz. I'm not your cuz, buddy. I'm not your homie, old sport. Dude, they go in on this one. Oh, this guy's
buddy's
like.
Buddy's different. Buddy is different than those other ones, though. Like,
this guy says, oh no, I call everyone buddy. He says, I definitely use it as a term of endearment.
If it's your MO, that's different.
Yeah.
If you say it to everybody, then it's probably not a big deal.
Yeah. It's like an old guy calling
like
everybody
me,
sport.
Yeah.
You know?
But, like, I don't call anybody buddy. So if I'm like, all right, buddy.
Yeah, it's like a border.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you want to fight?
Yeah. I don't think I call anybody buddy. I don't think that's the one either. I'm like, I just, feels like,
I mean, unless I'm like
you're pulling the big dick gun out or something, where you're just like, and I don't have one, so I don't need it. So I feel like buddy is too much.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what it feels like, you know? Like somebody, like you're a guy and you meet, I'll give you a for instance where I feel like it's like, okay, so me and Sean go to a bar, like a long time ago, see a girl that I know, like, just like, yeah, this is like so-and-so, this is my husband, whatever, she's got her guy with her, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he like tries to like buy Sean a drink, but he's like, but I think he said something like that where it's like, what can I get you to drink, buddy? And it was like weird. And Sean was like, oh, I'm good. I can buy my own drinks, thanks. And it's like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't think he said that, but later he was just like,
buddy.
And I was I don't know. Her fucking dude is like, he's kind of a douchebag.
You can feel it too, though. Yeah,
he just is. Feel it. He's just a doucher. I don't know. You know? Like, she's cool. He's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, the amount of people on here that are just like, I say buddy all the time so nicely.
It's different. It's your personality, too. Like, you know, some people just have that, like, golden retriever personality.
Yeah.
And, like, just, they're just so chipper and chippy. Yeah. And, like, I probably wouldn't think anything about it. But I feel like 9 times out of 10, if somebody's saying that, I just don't feel like buddy's very, like... And maybe, you know, it is cooler if older people say it because they are older than everybody. But if we're, like, the same age and you're, like... You want me to get that for you, buddy? I'm like, fuck no! I need you to get that for me.
I think it just depends on how you say it. I think tone. Yeah. I think in this one, tone is
key.
Yeah,
in context.
Yeah, like you can't. Don't be trying to big brother somebody you don't know.
Yeah,
by saying buddy.
My finger's swollen up. I jammed it so bad earlier.
You jammed it?
I jammed it so bad it hurts.
What'd you jam it in?
Crooked my fingers are. You see that?
Yeah, they're going in 2 different directions. Like, holy.
It's like the Grand Canyon.
Mine kind of do that, though.
Mine look like they got broke.
Dude, listen. My grandma married this lady, like, man. married this man a long time ago. He done died and everything, but they were only married for, a little while. His hands were so, like...
Crooked?
Like salad fingers, man. They were just like, yeah, and his toes, too. They were just like, and I was like, oh,
my toes aren't really crooked, but my fingers. Like, if you even just look at my middle finger, it's like a C.
I'm like, what kind of messed up stuff am I going to have when I get old? Yeah, that thing swerves off to the left.
Look at
that. So does that one.
This one goes the other way.
You're going to have his fingers, dude. That's not good. They're going to be... You're going to be like a seal.
With jujitsu to its king, it's probably getting worse.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to have... I'm not going to say I'm going to have arthritis. We're going to try not to.
We're going to try to prevent the arthritis.
But I'm going to have to probably be very preventative, yeah, like, when it comes to stuff like that. Because your girl got the fingers of a... I got, crinkle fry fingers, you know?
Shit.
Like, that's what
I mean. Oh, my God.
My fingers are crinkle cut.
They're battered and deep fried.
And bullshit.
Oh my God.
Look, my pinkies do the same thing.
Those are. The left one, the left one especially.
Just like literally, it's just not straight at all.
Oh my God.
I don't know. My toes really aren't crooked though, I don't think.
Have you ever broke any of your fingers or toes?
Yeah, I broke this one, last year.
Oh, okay.
But that's the only time.
I broke my pinky toe on
it wasn't this one, it was my ring finger. And it was, at this knuckle, though. I know that thing broke. There's no way it didn't.
Well, if it turns brown, that's pretty much I broke my pinky toe twice, and then I sprained my index toe, the second one. I don't know if that's what you call it.
But I think I've broken my pinky toe before.
Yeah.
I was running around in some mud. You know, we grew up in the middle of nowhere, so we were playing outside. We were just digging in the garden. But we had clay, like, literally, like, the clay that they'll, like, mine for, like, pottery and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that real good clay. And what I was doing, because it gets really slippery if you can dig down far enough.
Yeah.
It gets, like, really firm, but it gets really slick. So, like, we would dig down, and then I was, like, putting the water in there. I would put my foot on it, and I would spin really fast like a ballerina, but, like, on the pad of my foot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, basically just my foot, and I would, like, spin like I'm, like, on ice or something. Like, I would fall over, but you know what I'm saying. Just for fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, like, jammed my foot in there, and I guess my pinky toe got wedged in, and I spun. Ah! And my pinky toe did not go with dude.
It's always the pinky toe.
And I just screamed bloody murder. And I'm, like, sitting there, and it's all crooked. And I just, like, grab my foot, and it, like, pops again. And I'm, like, crying. I hobble into my mom. And at this point, I had grabbed it. So I guess it, like, went back in or something because I, like, grabbed it. I did the same thing with my finger. I do that.
Oh, my God.
Like, I just grab it. I don't know why I do that, but maybe it's my natural instinct to, like, pop it back in. I don't know.
No, you don't want it left out. I mean,
yeah. But, so I went back in, and my mom was like, can you wiggle it? And I could, like, barely get it going. Like,
oh, my
it
God.
Hurt. And she was like, yeah, you probably broke it. You're good, though. Like, there's nothing you can do about it now.
No, you just tape it to it.
I, like,
brother.
Taped it. Yeah, I just taped it to my ringtone and kept going.
Yeah, I broke mine twice. Both at jiu-jitsu. It got, yeah, one time I sprawled. And it got caught. We had wrestling mats at the time, so they had those creases in them. And we had...
It hurts so bad.
Well, the wrestling mats, you know, they're like gel. And then they get flat spots in them over time. And so it got one of those flat spots when I was sprawling. And then I just sprawled right over it. It just... My rest of my foot kept going. And then I literally did the same thing again. It got caught in a little hole that was in the mat. 8 weeks later, it was almost healed. And I, like, redid it.
Ooh, it hurts so bad. Yeah. That's some of the worst pain.
It was taped up for a while.
That's what's so annoying about it, too, is, like, it's not, like, an injury that's going to put you out.
Mm-mm.
But it will piss you off for a good 2 or 3 months.
Yeah. That shit sucks.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Don't break your
phalanges.
Or your phalanges.
Yeah, keep your phalanges tucked in. That's how
keep
this one got broke, doing back mount drills. You just landed right on top of it, dude. Just finger to the back of my hand, dude.
That's the worst. I thought I broke my thumb one time. Trying to get to the back, but shit was messed up.
It's not good. Don't do it.
Anyway. Keep your stuff tucked in, all right?
Yeah, tuck your shit in.
We gotta roll. We gotta get out of here.
Wrapping this
it's
up.
It's time to go. All right, you can find me, Too Honest Tori, on, like, Instagram and everything. Find Jaden.
Jaden Scrappy. It's my handle. Follow us at Epic Nuggets on literally everything.
Yeah,
YouTube,
everything.
Apple Podcasts,
Epic
TikTok,
Nuggets
Instagram.
Podcast.
Epic Nuggets Podcast. We're on there.
Yeah, or Pod, if you go on X.
Yeah. Too Honest Tori, Rob Truth Bomb Steady. Scrappy Jaden Joe Slice like Machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full so heavy.